Yeah.
Michael, thank you.
Hey, NPR is great. I love you.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate the fan message at the end there. 626-793-3667 is our phone number. Let's do this. I have to do that, and then we're going to go over here and say hi to Mark in Valley Village. Hello, Mark.
Hi. I think NPR is terrific also.
Well, that wasn't the question on the table, but I appreciate the vote of confidence.
Right. What I wanted to comment on was I've been working since about 1995 to convince the government to use the Internet and related technologies to empower people so they could vote over the Internet, so they could sign initiative petitions over the Internet. These were designed to take money out of politics and give more power to the people to decide how their government would make policy. I've been recently working on trying to convince the city government to provide websites for all the neighborhood councils in Los Angeles. I've spent almost 10 days trying to get an email through to the Office of Homeland Security, which doesn't seem to have a phone number or a web address, to convince it that it should build websites in all of the counties in the country to provide a means for people to get authoritative and up to date information about things that bother them. I haven't heard from them. It's been very difficult. On the other hand, we see here that the government and carnivore and related systems they're poised, they're ready, they've been prepared, they're taking advantage of the situation to implement systems to use technology to surveil people, to sort of disempower them. And I'd like to get more viewers' listeners' comments on this paradox that the Internet is not viable, it's not acceptable to use to empower people, but it is acceptable for the government to use it to disempower people. I know I can't do it. I have an email address for a mailing group that I'd be glad to give out if I get permission to do it, but I'm not going to try to sneak it in.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, it's EURONA. It stands for European North American Citizens United for Excellence in E-Government. So it's EURONACUEE hyphen subscribe at yahoogroups.com. And anyone who sends an empty email to that address will get added to the mailing list and can get information about the efforts that we're making to use the Internet to empower people in Europe and the United States and Mexico and Canada to control their own government.
Mark, I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold because we need to write that down in case people didn't write that quickly. So hold on. And I'll throw that question out to our listening audience. Mark is wondering about the dichotomy there between the idea of the Internet. It seems to him that the government is seeing the Internet as a way to inflict itself on people's civil liberties rather than using it as a tool to make it a more democratic society. Let's